Now, minerals are another story. We have a tragic story when it comes to minerals because plants cannot make minerals in any way, shape, or form. And if they're not in the soil anymore, they're not in our plants. And we have for you, when you leave, a free copy of a summary of U.S. Senate Document 264. U.S. Senate Document 264 is from the 74th Congress, second session, and it says that our farm soils and our rain soils are depleted of minerals, and the crops, the grains, the fruits and the vegetables and the nuts that are grown on these depleted farm and rain soils are minerally deficient, and the people who eat them get mineral deficiency diseases, and the only way to prevent and cure them is with mineral supplements. That's U.S. Senate Document 264, 74th Congress, second session. It was written and printed by the U.S. Congress in 1936. 58 years ago. You think it's gotten any better? No. It has not gotten any better. It's only gotten worse. And the reason is, if you guys do what we did, and people continue to do, we put NPK on our land, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and you see it as these three numbers in many combinations of ratios, and these represent percentages of these three nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. And those of you who don't have any experience on farms, the reason why we do this is farmers get paid for tons and bushels. There's no subsidy that encourages people to put 60 minerals back in the soil. You get paid for tons and bushels, and for $40 an acre, you can get the maximum yield in tons and bushels. It only takes 5 to 10 years to deplete the land of minerals, because every time you harvest a crop, those plants pull minerals out of the soil, many pounds per acre every time you haul a crop out. So soon, those minerals are gone. And if you only put back in 3 and you take out 60, it's like a checking account. If you only put $3 in your checking account every month and write checks for 60, what's going to happen to your checks? Boing, boing, boing. They bounce. Exactly. Well, I can tell you that our health is bouncing right now to the tune of $1.2 trillion a year because there's no more minerals left in our soil. It's our responsibility, each and every one of us, to be responsible for our health and consciously take in these minerals. Well, I have a lot of people ask me, what did these people do thousands of years ago? They didn't even have commercial fertilizers. What did they do, these societies that had long-lived people and whatnot? Well, I want you to think about the Egyptians, the Chinese, people from India that lived around these great rivers, the Nile River, the Ganges River, the Yalu River in China. And what used to happen was every year or so it would flood, just like it did here in northern Missouri last year. And every time it flooded, guess what would happen? It would bring silt or rock dust from mountains from 500 or 1,000 miles away. And those people would pray to every god they had, the water god, the sky god, the wind god, the rock god, to flood. We pray, don't flood. They used to pray to flood because they had their floods during the wintertime and it would put silt and minerals back in the soil. And their grain was very valuable. Who is the father of Alexander the Great, married the 12-year-old child queen of Egypt, Cleopatra. She didn't look like Elizabeth Taylor, all made up in beautiful costumes. She was a little flat-chested teeny bopper, not very sexy. But Philip married her because she controlled the best wheat in the world. And if he wanted his Macedonian army to conquer the world through his son Alexander the Great, he needed the best wheat in the world so he could march 20 hours a day, fight for 6 hours, and win. If they used the wheat from the depleted soils in Greece, they couldn't go 20 minutes without saying, Mommy, pick me up. Can you imagine these big Greek soldiers? Oh, my legs hurt. Pick me up. And so they knew the best place to get wheat was from Egypt. It was those floods that gave them those minerals. And all those cultures that came up with all the great art and all the great technology came from those places because they had more intelligence, because they had more nutrition, more minerals, I heard somebody say. Very good. Well, you're getting the picture. Well, what I'm going